few years ago, there was a young man who applied for the position of teaching science in a local school system. And as he was being interviewed by the school board, they asked him if he taught the world to be round or flat, or the earth to be round or flat. And he said, "I'm prepared to teach it either way. Which way do you want it taught?" If you look on the inside of our bulletin this last week, we said run your clock forward 1 hour. And if you look on the back of the bulletin, we said run your clock backwards 1 hour. Now, we aims to please. The only problem is if some people took that latter one literally, I may have to preach again at 11. We may have another service this morning at 11. Gary, hang around. We'll need a song leader if we do. It's amazing. We read that bulletin. Well, Nell proofreads it, and I try to proofread it. It's almost impossible to get everything without there being something unusual, but at least it gives you something to talk about. Last week, we talked about the work of elders, particularly, and the relationship of the elders to the members. We talked about the elders as the leaders in a local church, overseeing the flock and feeding the flock, leading us in that way. This morning, I want us to talk about the deacons. I want us to discuss the work of deacons in the local church. And then another Sunday morning in this month, probably about 2 weeks from today, we'll be discussing, maybe 3 weeks from today, we'll be discussing the work of the members with every joint supplying. Most of you are aware that we are in the process of appointing some new elders and deacons. In fact, at the end of the first service this morning, Brother Reader Oldham made an announcement from the elders presenting the name of four men to be considered as new elders, and that announcement will be made at the end of this service. Work is continuing to go on in contacting men about serving as deacons, and that work or the presentation of additional names to be considered as deacons will be forthcoming shortly. It's appropriate for us to talk about these subjects in light of what God's Word has to say. There are two passages particularly in God's Word that deal with the work of deacons, perhaps more than any other passages. One is in Acts 6 and one is in 1 Timothy 3. And we'll be referring to both of those in a few minutes. I want to share with you portions of an article that was written by Brother Charles Hodge. Brother Hodge is a gospel preacher. He has an unusual way with words. He has written a book that's called Hodgepodge. It'll give you an idea of some of his writings. He's written a book on the work of elders, on the work of preachers, and the work of deacons. I think he has a pretty good understanding of what the Bible has to say concerning each of these specific works. Here are some of the things that he says in this article. Deacons, not elders, not preachers, are the key to local church work and growth. Now, we may be a bit surprised at that statement, but I believe if we'll think it through, that there's a lot of truth in it. Deacons are no joke. They are vital, the crux of church matters. Elders are not deacons. Deacons are not elders. Elders oversee and deacons execute with service. The deacon stands on his own integrity. Deacons, you should never apologize for being just deacons. Be the best possible deacon you can be. God will be glorified and the church will work and grow. The key to church work and growth lies with the deacons. They can make or break the church. The Church of Christ is a servant church. The bottom line in all church work is ministry. And I want to pause there and comment on that word. I think we have allowed some people to take the word away from us, and we need to take it back. It has been used in some circles where it has not been used in the right way. And there has been abuse of the word. But the word ministry is an excellent word. If you'll stop and think about the root word that's involved in it, the word minister. And in that sense, the bottom line of all church work is ministry. The church has great difficulty in learning and practicing this, but it must be learned and it must be practiced. Deacons visualize and actualize the idea of ministry. When the church utilizes its deacons, it will find itself. It is where the church serves. Ministry begins with a total commitment to ministry. Men grow in ministry as deacons. Consequently, deacons are critical. Everything right or wrong in the church is personified with the deacons. Let's make the church a servant. Let's do it with God's deacons. You may not agree with exactly everything that's said in that and the way it's said, but folks, I believe that Brother Hodge is hitting at a very key point. And I am especially grateful for the way our elders are leading us in making some changes which I believe point us closer to the Word of God in doing things the way God said. And I think we will see the results of it immediately and in a long-range way. During the past several weeks, our elders have spent a lot of time looking at the different areas of our work, listing some 50 different specific areas and responsibilities in the areas of work in the church here at Henderson. They have come to the conclusion, and I applaud them for it, that our best approach is not through committees. Somebody said a camel is a horse put together by a committee. And I think that that's a good definition. A committee is good if used in the right way, but too many of us are like the committee on procrastination, which met and put its meeting off for a month. And that's about how things function if we're not careful when we're dealing with committees. Now, definitely, some of the works involved with deacons are necessarily going to be related. And in that sense, there may be a coming together of specific peoples, call it a committee if you want to, at least a work group, in which there will be the sharing of ideas and communication in both directions or in different directions to help keep informed of what's going on. But basically speaking, our work as it is organized and reorganized under the leadership of our elders, involving our present deacons and those who will be appointed, Lord willing, in the next few weeks, is going to fit into the basic idea of there being certain service areas, or areas where we need to minister to the needs of people. In that sense, it's a ministry, if you want to call it that. And these areas will be led by specific people who are designated and appointed by our elders and given the necessary guidelines and authority within that area to get the work done, so that our elders, as we emphasized last week, can give their time to prayer and the ministry of the word, to the feeding of the flock, and to the overseeing of our souls. I want us to look at four things this morning from God's Word that have to do with the work of deacons. I recognize that the word deacon itself is not used in Acts 6, but there are words used there that suggest the idea in the text, and certainly the context and the overall area here seems to refer to the work that we think of as the work of deacons. And definitely in the third chapter of 1 Timothy, deacons are mentioned with their qualifications spelled out and their work mentioned. I want us to notice four things this morning. In Acts 6, concentrate on the word ministration, the last word of verse 1. I am reading this from the King James Version, and yet there are many other versions that translate this distribution. You may be reading from one that uses such a translation or translates the word in that way. I want you to notice that this is not the word administration. It is the word ministration. Now we'll talk about a group of people on the campus at Freed Hardeman who are the administration. And we may talk about people associated with a business or some area of work as being the administration relative to that business or that company. And I think we understand that the administration is involved in the leadership of the industry or the business or the school. And perhaps our elders, in a sense, would be like that, although it may not be best to use that word in describing our elders. I think they do not look at themselves as being administrators as much as leaders and examples in leadership and leading the flock. But at least as far as these men in Acts 6 are concerned, the word is not administration, it is ministration. And the word is used in the sense of distribution to take care of the needs, a specific need, particularly in this case, of widows who were being neglected. And it's the idea of being a minister to take care of a need and to be a servant to take care of that specific need that is there. There's a lot for us to learn from what is suggested by that word itself. Here is a need. It is a need that is such that the elders do not need to take their time away from their oversight and shepherding the flock in order to get involved in the daily activities of that need. And so someone is selected and is appointed, and the need is met. Not administration, but ministration. Notice next the word that comes just before this word, the word daily. It doesn't say first day of the week ministration or service that is associated with an assembly, although the assembly is important and our worship to God in the assembly and in overall Christianity is important. It says he's talking about daily service. And it's rather interesting to study through the New Testament and look at how that word daily is used. You've got daily study and daily prayer, daily service, and daily searching the scriptures, daily cross-bearing, just to mention a few. But he says this work here that we believe to be the work of deacons is something that is daily. That means on a regular basis. It means that even though there may not be a specific activity that's necessary today or tomorrow in this specific area of work, that at least that deacon has that area of work in his mind. And he has it in his thoughts. And he may be making plans, and he may be thinking about how he can seek out others to work with him and how he can involve others in the work and being ready when there is a specific need in that area of work. But it is a daily task. My work as a preacher is like that. I think in terms of sermons. Even as I drive from place to place, I think about preaching. That's my work. That's where my thoughts are. And that's why sometimes when Judy says something, I don't answer. It's because I'm thinking about what I need to be doing and preparation I need to make. And that's exactly what's involved here with the work of deacons. And I think we need to be careful that we do not get into the rut of thinking that just the preachers are ministers. I have no problem with us using that word, and I know what you mean if someone asks you who the ministers are here and you mention those of us that preach. I know the vantage point from which you're coming. And yet, in a sense, it's really the deacons that are specific ministers, and all of us as Christians who are ministers in a sense, and it's to be done on a daily basis. And one thing that is being emphasized by our eldership, and again, I applaud them for this, is that each specific work is tied to each specific deacon, and the deacon has a responsibility to take that work and go with it and move with it. The idea of being a deacon is service. And that sort of points out the third word that I want us to look at here in Acts 6, and it's the word this in verse 3. You don't normally pull the word this out of context and look at it, and it wouldn't have any meaning unless you look at the word before it and the word after it, maybe the two words before it, appoint over this business. Now, when the word over is used with elders, it's oversight over the congregation. When it's used with a deacon, it's over this business, a specific business, a specific work. And that's what I've just been discussing, in a sense that a specific man is appointed over a specific work. He is given the responsibility by our elders. That's what we call delegated authority. We have examples of it throughout the Bible, one such being in 1 Corinthians 16, where even authority was delegated outside the congregation to someone who was not a member of that congregation to see that a work was accomplished. Just after the laying by in store, he says, "Whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, him will I send." Going from another place, sending to them to get your liberality to bring it to Jerusalem that it might be used. There's delegated authority. And that's what's involved with this idea of over this business. And folks, the bottom line of it is, and we've not come to accept this, that where there is no work of service, there is no deacon. We've basically allowed ourselves to look at this as an office in the sense of holding a position. And the word office that's used in 1 Timothy 3 was never intended like that. It is a position of service, not a position of holding an office. I have no problem with calling it an office. The Bible does, as long as we understand what we're talking about. But it is over this business. And I think that's why Brother Hodge was emphasizing so much that as go the deacons, so goes the church. You have a congregation where the deacons are doing their work under the leadership of a good eldership, and you'll have a growing church. And you have a church where the deacons aren't doing anything, and the elders are trying to get the deacons' work done, and you will not be successful. And I am speaking from experience here. I have been associated with both types down through the years. It is administration, it's service, it's daily, it's regular, and it is this business, this particular business, where one is asked to serve and given the wherewithal under the guidance of the elders to get the job done and needs to get the job done. I remember a business meeting where an hour was spent trying to decide what size wrench to use to fix the commode. And that ought never to be discussed in a meeting like that. There ought to be some, I just got to say this, some deacon in charge of fixing the commodes. And he ought to have the authority to decide which wrench and get the job done. And then there are two words used from the same root word in 1 Timothy 3 that I think sort of sum up what we have said. In verse 10, he says, "Let them use the office of a deacon." Verse 13, "They that have used," use, that's action. They're to be proven, they're to meet the qualifications. God's given us that. And then they are to use, they are to be busy, they are to be about the business that we were just talking about in Acts 6. Let them use this. A deacon's work is ministration, not administration. It's daily, not just the first day of the week. It is this specific work, not just wondering about wondering what he's doing. And it is the use of the position, not sitting in the position, as a place of honor. And when we understand those four concepts and put them into focus, and I believe that's exactly what we're doing, we'll see results. When the elders have the time to oversee the flock and to be shepherding the flock, and the deacons, numbers of them, are appointed in these specific areas, given the guidelines and told to get busy and perform their functions, and we that preach and teach spend our time preparing ourselves and doing the best job we can do to preach God's word and teach his message, and every joint supplies. And one of the things with these deacons is that they will be involved in helping other members to get involved in these areas of work. Every joint supplies, we will accomplish a great deal in God's work. If we don't, our elders will have to spend most of their time thinking about the details of the work, and we will have members of this congregation dying on the edges without the proper oversight and feeding and concern, and souls will be lost because of that. But if our deacons will function in each area, and all of us as members will help them and get involved, and we support our leaders and follow them, and especially give them the time for prayer and the study of God's word, and especially the oversight of the souls, there'll be more of us in heaven when this life is over, and that's what it's all about. One thing I've emphasized this morning is the involvement of every Christian. If you're not a Christian, you're not involved. If you're a wayward Christian, you're not involved. If you're an inactive Christian, you're not involved. If you need to be baptized into Christ this morning to become a part of the Lord's work and to get busy, if you need to be restored, if you need the prayers of the church in any way, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.
Drawing near, entrance within demanding, whose is the voice I hear?